So I'm here with Michael Forgione, the third baseman for the Lower Columbia Red Devils. So, Michael, first of all, thank you for taking the time to do this. And so one of the first questions I want to ask you is, you know, your approach to the game. How do you approach an individual game versus maybe even a whole season?
I approach the game as it's a game of pitches. You have to win every pitch, just like Coach Smith says, because if you take a pitch off, that's the pitch that could determine a game, whether or not. And so that's how I approach the game. The season is just a grind. You know, it's you only play 40 so games, and doubleheaders on the weekends is just awful on your body. So we do a bunch of stretching, just making sure we have an intensity every practice, every game, just to win every pitch.
Yeah. So in high school, you got the opportunity to play in state a few times, even won your senior year. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, senior year, we weren't best talented team by far, but we were a team. Like, we bonded as a group all season, and we had a great senior class that just understood the role of what it meant of becoming a team, becoming a championship team, and it was just a great experience.
And then going from high school to college, how was that transition? You know, how was that for you? I know that, you know, there's a lot more playing, you know, a lot more practice time. You know, how did you deal with that, and kind of how did you just adjust to it?
Oh, it was tough to adjust at first, just because you're just not used to it, especially coming off of summer ball that you just got done. Maybe have a week or two off, then you're right back in it, practicing every day in September in 90 degree heat, and it's just tough. But once your body gets used to it and gets used to the workouts, waking up early, school, it just becomes routine. Mm-hmm. And you just go along with it and do it every day.
So is there a player that you grew up as maybe your favorite player, maybe just someone you kind of modeled your game after?
No, not really. I don't know, my dad just taught us all individually and adapted us to what he thought our game would be, and he didn't really model it after anyone, and we just did our jobs every day.
So now you do have a brother who plays minor league baseball. Tell me a little bit about having that kind of situation where you have someone you can interact with who's playing at the next level.
It's great. He's very supportive of me and my little brother. He's always proud of us regardless of what we do. We have a great relationship. He's just a great player, a great person to be around. And him having that experience is just awesome. You know, hopefully I can follow up and next year going to Portland and hopefully, you know, getting drafted, following in his footsteps. That would be great.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of Portland, they play against some of the tougher teams each year, going against Oregon State. Are you excited for that challenge, that level of competition?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just because it's D1, you're playing Pac-12 teams, which is a really good conference, but you're also in the WCC, which also has very good teams. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for the opportunity to play at the next level and, you know, just thankful for everything that I have.
Now, we know that baseball is a game of routine, but there's also a lot of superstitions around baseball. Do you have any superstitions that you tend to follow?
I mean, if I told you, I don't know if they would work.
I understand that. So, one last question. You know, for all the kids who are, you know, coming up in, you know, low league, Babe Ruth, what is some advice that you would give them now that you've been able to play at the college level?
Baseball is a game of failure. You know, don't get bummed out about one or two bad at-bats that you had or an error that you committed. You know, everyone has an off day. That's just the way baseball is. And if you just have the same approach every day, working hard, good work ethic, you can make it to the next level.
Cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.